Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, September 26th, 2024, 2 days before our big peace and freedom rally up in Kingston, New York. Please come here. Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampil, Judge Napolitano, Joe Lauria, myself and others, entertainment. We're doing everything we can in the name of peace, because I've been at this business now for a long time, since 1980. Never, ever have I seen such dangerous times. And if we don't have peace, it's going to be hell on earth. So go to OccupyPeace.com and please donate. You know, we can't, you know, there's an article that just came out in the toilet paper record today. The New York Slime. Yeah, front page. Front page article, big page, big thing inside. Power figure who elevated Harris' profile. A power figure. Let's see more about this. Alliance puts spotlight on tech billionaire. Oh, hey, they're power figures. They're billionaires. You're just a piece of shit. I've had it with this crap, man. All the fucking rich people telling us what to do. And all you billionaires. Billions for bombs. Not a penny to Occupy Peace. After Vice President Joe Biden swore in Kamala Harris as the United States Senator in January 2017, they posed for a customary photo in the Capitol with a family. Then she asked her future boss for a favor. Would he include one more photo? Come on, everybody, Ms. Harris said, waving in dozens of others. My extended family is here. The first member of Mrs. Harris's entourage to approach Mr. Biden just happened to be one of the world's richest people in the world, one of the richest people in the world, Laureen Powell Jobs. Ms. Powell Jobs, who controls a fortune of over $11 billion. That's the only way you get in there. You got to have money. You got no money. Get the fuck out of here. This is disgusting shit. Anyway, so please donate to Occupy Peace, because without any money, we can't go anywhere. And I have to say, a lot of people have been very generous. The donations are coming in, and we need this. This is going to cost a lot of dough to put on. We've got top security here. Scott Ritter wants a million people, whether we're going to be zooming in on a whole bunch of different from Mike Adams to Judge Napolitano, and Lotus streaming. We got to get a million people to watch it, and tens of thousands to be here. So please do what you can, because our life is on the line. But let's just talk about the economy for now. Happy days on Wall Street. Hey, everything went up. Everything went up. Everything? Let's see, Bitcoin, bouncing around that 65,000K mark. We said it. All our numbers are there. They're in your trends journal. It's still in the positive and upward direction. Gold, $2,673 as we go on the air. And what was one of your top trends for 2024? Golden year for gold. Gold's up some 32% since we made that forecast. So, if you subscribe to the Trends Journal for $2.56 a week, you think you would have gotten your money back? And again, we don't give financial advice. We're trend forecasters. You go to trendsjournal.com, and subscribe. The more subscribers we have, the more we can do, not in terms of giving you information. magazines over 170 pages this week, no ads. High-tech science, technocracy by the technocracy cat. He'll be at the rally. You get one of his signed books. Joe Duran, high-tech science, AI, on and on and on. Geopolitics, economics. So on the economy, everything's going up. Well, let's see. Brent crude selling for $71 a barrel. Why? Because the global economy is turning to shit. That's why. Even with the escalation of the Israel war, bombs away over Lebanon, oil prices are still way down because so too is the global economy. Get ready for dragflation. Declining economic growth and rising inflation. Cause, let's see. Central bank cuts key rates again. Ooh, who's this? Central bank, blah, 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 blah. Oh, Sweden. Oh, and so too did Switzerland. They're all cutting rates. Lower the rates go, the higher inflation goes. The higher inflation goes, the higher gold prices go. And now, of course, there's talk of the Fed cutting more and more. New home sales declined by 4.7% in August. The Census Bureau reported new single-family houses at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 716,000, down 4.7 from an upwardly revised, however, 751,000. In July, economist polled, blah, 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 blah. The lower than expected decrease is welcome for developers and builders, said one of these guys. So, home prices are still going up. Less people could afford them. Since the COVID war, median price of a home has gone up 50% almost. This is how no one is again talking about the office building bust. Instead, they're hyping it up that things are getting better, as we've reported. They said, you know, Amazon is forcing its workers to go back full time. But then we put the other data in, and only 3% of the tech companies are telling the people to go back to work full time. So it's going to be the office building bust that only the Trends Journal is talking about. And as the office buildings go bust, the banks go bust. So bank on it. So here's the article. Unusual perks lure tenants to New Jersey Tower. A fucking tower in Jersey. What exit? Then you got to read tiny little print way down near the end of the story. But with more than 900 million square feet of vacant space nationwide and remote work still weighing on office demand, more creditors are seizing properties that are in default on debt payments. Interest rates are still much higher than they were when tens of billions of dollars of office loans were made. Not a word in how this is going to crash. Nothing. And then we go on back how happy they are that this tower in Jersey is doing good. We are in the worst socioeconomic and geopolitical crisis in the history of the world, part one and part two. But let's not talk about it. Yep, it's only going to get much, much, much worse. AI demand spurs big tech scramble for clean energy. You know, we're just mentioning this because it's not only clean energy. They're moving to places like Qatar and Saudi Arabia where they could get more regular energy. You're going to see a lot more moving into the Middle East where there's cheaper oil and more oil. But we don't say what we like, what we want, what we wish for in our analysis and forecasts. We say what is. We are recommending for the investors, this is a big on-trendpreneur opportunity because the use of energy is going to escalate as AI keeps growing. All the data is there and how much it's soaking up energy. Oh, well, no, clean energy, folks. Oh, yeah. It's a joke. Yep. So we're just suggesting it that for those who are on-trendpreneurs. And what else we have here? On to the geopolitical front. Lebanon health minister. Majority, if not all, of the 558 people killed by Israel were civilians in the bombardments that they're doing. And that was on Tuesday. Today is Thursday. You probably could double that number because it just keeps ramping up. Biden fails to rein in Netanyahu as risk of all-out war increases. This is from the Financial Times. Fails to rein in Netanyahu, huh? Within 2 weeks after October 7th attack on Israel, U.S. President Joe Biden flew into Tel Aviv to show his support, telling the traumatized nation that America, quote, will not let you ever be alone. But he had a word of caution, warning Israel not to be consumed by rage, blah, 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 blah. Yet for almost a year, Benjamin Netanyahu, prime minister, has persistently rebuffed the advice of his nation's most important ally. Most important ally. The nation that gives him all the weapons to keep slaughtering people. You call that an ally? It underlines how Biden's, a self-avowed Zionist, is unwilling to leverage over Israel, both because of his emotional attachment to the country and domestic calculations. Domestic calculations, you mean money you get and what they're telling you to do? What the fuck do I care if you're a Zionist? It's a fucking religious war. What are you going to do? I'm a Zionist? I got to believe in this crap? I'm not telling you to believe in Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice. You're supposed to be the president of the United States. It's not what you believe in. How about what the country is for? And again, this shit's been going on for how many years? Thousands? And again, I've read to you many times George Washington's farewell address. Don't become involved in any foreign entanglements. Basically, this crap has been going on forever, and we're not going to fix it. We'll only make it worse. And that's exactly what happened. Yep. And while Biden has made it clear he does not want to use his main points of leverage, withholding U.S. military aid or assistance, the one time he did suspend an arms shipment was for a batch of bombs in May, as Netanyahu insisted on launching an offensive on Rafah, the southern Gazan city. So what happened? They launched the attack on Rafah and gave him another $20 billion worth of weapons. Isn't that nice? America, huh? That's why we're having this peace and freedom rally. This thing is going to ramp up. It's going to be hell on earth if we don't stop it. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Hezbollah built vast arsenal in Lebanon to confront Israel. And they have some good data in here about all the weapons that Hezbollah has. But what they don't mention in here is that Hezbollah basically defeated Israel in 2006 when they threw him out of Lebanon. But of course, you call them militants because they threw Israel out of Lebanon. And we know that God probably gave them that land too, because it says so in the comic book, chapter 6, section 8, that they call whatever they want to call it, a religious this or that, which is nothing more than fucking.
Oh, come on now. That ain't even bullshit. That's horseshit.
You got it. What if I don't believe in your fairy tale? Oh, no, no. God wrote this. Yeah. Scribble it down, yeah. Put it on those things that Moses brought down. You ready? Financial Times. Offensive boost Israeli prime minister in polls. Netanyahu has definitely recovered from the post-war crash said Dalia Scheidlin, a pollster and political analyst, arguing Israel's increasingly aggressive action, quote, at a regional level, has played a role in his retaliation. She says, it looks like Israel is taking the initiative. It's true, everybody gets terrified about the consequences, but each time they have ultimately been far less than the Armageddon many worried about, and a lot of people come out of it thinking Netanyahu has regained Israeli footing. Remember, he was way down in the polls before the Hamas attack on October 7th, 2023. 39 weeks of judicial protests, the protests against his Judicial Reform Act that would have kept him from going to court for the crimes that he said to have committed, allegedly. 39 weeks of protest, and Israeli President Isaac Herzog called it a civil war. Yeah. He was down, way down in the polls. The people couldn't stand him. As I say, when all else fails, they take you to war. Netanyahu, this is the Times of Israel, vows to keep hitting Hezbollah full force as his allies pan truce report. No truce report. He said Israel's policy is clear. This is a quote. We are continuing to strike Hezbollah with full force, and we will not stop until we achieve our goals. Chief among them, the return of the residents of the north securely to their homes. Okay, that's your goals, huh? Foreign Minister Israel Katz backed up Netanyahu, asserting that there will be no ceasefire in the north. Yep, only more war. Only more war. National Security Minister Ben-Gvir threatened to withdraw his far-right party from Netanyahu's government if he agrees to a ceasefire. Quote, if a temporary ceasefire becomes permanent, we will resign from the government. On and on and on. Isn't that nice? No ceasefire. And then there's this article, Biden at UN warns of perils to democracy. What fucking democracy are you talking about? The fucking crime syndicate that America calls a government, run by the billionaires. You don't get billions to run for office. You got nowhere to go. Not surprisingly, Mr. Biden's focused heavily on America's and the West's response to the Ukraine invasion, declaring that the United States and its allies, chiefly NATO, quote, had ensured the survival of Ukraine as a free nation. More Biden.
Warning, warning, bullshit alert.
Yep. In the Middle East, Mr. Biden made the point of highlighting the civilian casualties. They didn't ask for this war, Mr. Biden said. Bah, 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 bah. He reiterated the need for Hamas and Israel to sign on to his ceasefire and hostage plan.
That was bullshit.
Total fucking Biden bullshit. All the facts are there. Netanyahu does not agree to it, just like the countries tried to get the ceasefire in Lebanon and for Israel to stop it, and he won't do it. Total fucking lie. Again, only the facts, and they're in your Trends Journal. Yep. Yep. Yeah, the Biden, the world must not flinch from the horrors of October 7th. He said any country would have the right and responsibility to ensure that such an attack would never happen again. And we'll give them more weapons to destroy Gaza, kill. Now it's up to about 42,000 officially dead and about, what, 100,000 seriously wounded, and the place bombed to shit. This is the fucking crap heads we got running us and ruining our lives. Again, we're doing everything we can to stop this, and we need your help. So please donate to Occupy Peace. So many people have been very generous, and I thank you, thank you, thank you from my heart. We need a lot more, but thank you. And again, talking about Biden and all the other shitheads on any political party, you want your T-shirt, and they'll be available up here, of course. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? These little scumbags. Warmongers, little chicken hawks. That's all they are, chicken hawks. They don't fight, but they send others. Zelensky sells victory plan as Russia wins territory. Financial Times. U.S. is skeptical of Ukraine victory plans. Wait a minute. Biden just said at the U.N. that they got victory at hand there. This is from the Wall Street Journal. But what happened today? President Joe Biden announced $8.7 billion military assistance to Ukraine on Thursday. All right. All right. As the country rots in front of us, it's probably our almost $200 billion that we've sent to Ukraine. I'm sure Zelensky spent all that money just for military and all that stories about him buying mansions and everything else. You know, never denied. This is serious, very serious, because Putin plans Russian nuclear doctrine change, citing new threats. It is proposed that aggression against Russia by any non-nuclear state, but with the participation or support of a nuclear state, be considered as their joint attack on the Russian Federation, Putin said. We reserve the right to use nuclear weapons in case of aggression against Russia and Belarus, including if the enemy using conventional weapons creates a critical threat to our sovereignty. The quote buried at the bottom of the article. We are on the cusp of nuclear war. Matter of fact, it's the cover of this week's Trends Journal. Israel war, Ukraine war, nuclear war. Unite for peace or die in war. It's as simple as that. Again, you read your Trends Journal, we have a whole section on the Israel war, whole section on geopolitical trends, including the Ukraine war. And of course, what's going on in Sudan, they don't count. Nobody wants to care about them. This is really, and the immigration problems are only going to get worse. If we don't have peace on earth, it's going to be hell on earth. So, you know, do what you do or do nothing. It's up to you. It's up to we, the people. I did an interview with a guy today, and a guy, he's, you know, very smart guy. He said, how do you talk to people that, you know, that when you tell them the facts, they don't care? I said, don't waste my time talking to them. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And that's what your Trends Journal is about, and that's what this rally is about. It's up to us to unite. And please tune into the interview I did last night with Judge Andrew Napolitano. He'll be here, Scott Ritter, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampil, Joe Lauria, and others. So please come to Kingston, and please donate to peace. It's up to you. If we unite for peace, again, if we had $1 billion for peace, we'd have peace tomorrow morning. But again, the billionaires, bombs, for billions for bombs, billions for bombs, not a penny for Occupy Peace. Thanks for tuning in.